Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own the Road with Kelly and Bob is brought to you by Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America, made to last.
Hi, we're Kelly
and Bob Phillips, and we're on the perpetual road trip of America's back roads,
where the journey is always the destination.
Hey there, thanks for joining us for this episode of Own the Road with Kelly and Bob. I'm Bob Phillips.
And I'm Kelly Phillips. Bob, this is more than just an episode of Own the Road, because starting this week and going through the end of this calendar year, we're going to be doing a series of special editions of Own the Road.
Glad you reminded me of that. We are indeed. These next five episodes, starting with this one, will be theme shows, with all the stories fitting together somehow in a common theme. Today, we'll be talking about people we have met who are somehow involved in charitable or giving causes.
And we will start with the story of a Maryland man who moved to the U.S. from another country and now works to help others to feel at home here. We had heard of a man in Silver Spring, Maryland, who stood on a street corner holding up a sign advertising free bikes.
Either he's nuts, I thought, or there's a catch. So we went to Maryland to find out.
What's all this?
These are bikes that have come in as donations from friends and neighbors.
Do you have any idea how many there are?
No. I do keep a log. I probably have right here 30, 40 bikes, something like that, of all kinds of descriptions, different sizes. Each one of them is going to be washed, degreased, and then worked on to do the mechanical work to make sure they're all road ready. But this is my stack. Those over there are finished bikes.
We found the bike man in his workshop behind his house in Silver Spring. It was one of those you could eat off the floor places, though we weren't inclined to do that.
And the place was filled with bicycles and bike parts and bike repair equipment, including a gadget I wish I had had when I was 10 years old.
This is my bike stand.
So you can buy one of these to work on bicycles?
Yeah.
I didn't know that when I was a kid.
You know what saved me? It's also this electric pump. It looks like a hand drill. But I inflate probably 6 or 8 tires a day. I was born in Peru, Lima, the capital. I'm one of 5 children, and we moved to the United States when I was 14 years old, back in 1964. Before we moved, we had a fairly comfortable life. My father was a college professor. He raised the 5 of us, and, you know, it's in a very nice environment. He had a career going on, but then there was this opportunity to come to the United States. So we moved here under somewhat happier circumstances than what we're seeing nowadays, refugees coming from other countries, fleeing a very difficult situation.
Manuel Vera started his life in relative comfort in Peru, but found himself moving with his family to the United States due to some political upheaval in his native country.
Well, he adapted to life in the U.S. quickly and was in awe of what he found here.
I was reading about the Empire State Building, and I just couldn't wait to see that building. So we moved to New York City. We stayed in a hotel for about 3 weeks, and well, my father found us a house in Long Island.
Like most kids back in the day, Manuel's ticket to freedom started when he learned to ride a bicycle, a love he brought with him from Peru when he came to the U.S.
So there was this one guy down the street who rented bicycles out of his garage, and he got me this one bicycle and just kind of pushed me along. We went to the park. And taught me how to pedal, how to maintain momentum, and then suddenly I was on my own bicycling, and that was just a terrific feeling. So that was one of my biggest memories. And then when I was about 11 years old, he also, on Christmas morning, I woke up and find that Santa Claus had delivered to me this beautiful Raleigh bicycle. So those are my first memories of riding a bike.
And that love of bicycles even led him to his wife and a new business on the side.
I rode my bike all over the place. I had met my wife, Martha, and we rode our bikes everywhere. We took them to the beach, to the park, and just in the street. And I started fixing my own bikes. Taking care of little problems, kind of self-teaching. I bought some books. I talked to people about how to fix certain problems. I would actually tell my friends, hey, I can fix this problem. And they would bring me their bikes. Basically, I formed a company called Freewheeling Bike Tune-Ups. Well, through Freewheeling Bike Tune-Ups, you bring me your bike, I fix whatever problem there is.
But keeping his friends' bikes in good repair wasn't enough somehow. Manuel could hardly believe how much he loved doing something as simple as fixing a bike. Well, if you've ever tried to fix your own bike, you know it's really not that simple. But it was for Manuel.
And then the idea hit him. There were probably lots of bikes out there that weren't being used. And he knew there were lots of people who probably wanted a bike, but maybe couldn't afford it. He just needed to put those two things together, and he was the missing link.
I thought there may be some bicycles out there in people's basements that never get used, never see the light of day because the kids have outgrown those bikes. People have moved on to other things, and or they bought a new bike and the other bike just sits there. They don't know what to do with this, so they put it aside in some dark corner, and that's where it stays for years and years and years. I would fix them up and then started distributing in front of a local church that serves a Hispanic population. And as the congregation exited the service, I would line up about five or six bikes, newly refurbished, used bikes. And I stood there with a sign that said free bikes, and those bikes were gone within 30 minutes.
Who doesn't want a free bike?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Or were they wondering if there was a catch?
Yes, they would ask me those questions. Are these free? Are they really free? What do you want? Yeah, they're free. If you like it, it's yours.
Such a simple thing. A man who loves to fix bicycles. People who want to buy.
And the two coming together because someone cared enough to put out a little extra effort. We call that a win-win.
After you've given someone a free bicycle, what do you want them to take away in addition to that bicycle?
I want them to feel that they've landed in a pretty good place, in a community with people who are willing to help them. I want them to feel welcome. And that's my goal, I think. That's all I want.
In
again, just want to take time to thank our sponsor who keeps us on the road telling stories across America. Big thank you to Mueller, Mueller Metal Roofs and Metal Buildings. And also a thank you to Odyssey for giving us a platform to share these stories.
Now, when we come back, we'll tell you about a guy who wants to make sure everyone in his world is fed.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel to see some behind-the-scenes footage. If you've got a story idea, we'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to our website, ontheroadwithkellyandbob.com, and there you can scroll down to the bottom and you can send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening to On the Road with Kelly and Bob. You can listen wherever you get your podcast, or the best thing to do, download that free Odyssey app. Listen anytime, anywhere. And you can also tune in every Sunday at 2, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
On the Road with Kelly and Bob is brought to you by Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America, made to last.
Hi, we're Kelly
and Bob Phillips, and we're on the perpetual road trip of America's back roads,
where the journey is always the destination.
Welcome back to On the Road with Kelly and Bob. I'm Bob Phillips.
And I'm Kelly Phillips. Now, to recap, we're presenting special editions of our show for the next 5 weeks.
The next one's about a man in Tennessee who wants to make sure no one is hungry.
We came to Knoxville, Tennessee to see a compost bin.
This is our compost bin. This is the baddest compost bin in the world. It's solar powered. And in bin one and bin two are some tubings, and they have holes in them. And for about a minute every hour, they will blow air. That will help with the aeration, so you don't have to turn it, and it keeps that flow going up.
Where do you get the ingredients for the
coffee? We get coffee grinds from Jack's Coffee in Perk City. We get eggshells from Magpie Bakery. We get this compost from Frog Kombucha. And we also get grain from Ebony and Ivory Brewery.
Truth is, of course, we didn't come all this way just to see the baddest compost bin in the world. We came to meet a man who changes lives.
After I graduated from high school, went to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. When I was in college, felt the call to ministry, so accepted that call and started preaching at the tender age of 20. So I ended up getting a degree, a BA in religion. Left there, 83, went to Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, got my master's degree, married, got called to the State Street Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Pastored there, left there and went to Hackensack, New Jersey. Culture shock. Moved back to Cincinnati and did another master's degree in Hebrew Bible. Barashif bara Elohim etas. That's all the Hebrew I know, and I'm not doing that right, but it fools the students.
His name is Chris Battle, and he's one of the most unlikely preachers you will ever meet. We did that, met Chris, sitting on a picnic table smoking a pipe. He says he didn't start doing that until he was 60.
He and his wife also have 19 children, mostly adopted and mostly because they agreed to take large sibling groups so brothers and sisters wouldn't end up in different homes.
Why not, Chris asked. When you already got a kid or two, what difference can another two or 17 make?
Well, see, here's my motto. If an elephant steps on your foot and another elephant jumps on its back, It don't make a difference. Your foot is gone.
And it's just that kind of thinking that lured us here to Knoxville to sit on a picnic table with Chris in the first place. It seems smoking a pipe for the first time in his life at age 60 and taking in at least 19 children to raise aren't the only things that have been spinning around in Chris Battle's brain.
He's also been questioning exactly what pastoring a church should be all about. It's the pursuit of the answer to that question that led to our pursuit of Chris.
We moved down here to Knoxville in 08. And so I had a more philosophical approach to what ministry looks like. And so I was raising the question within myself, how can our church transform community? In previous years, it's how do I grow our church? Now it's how do we transform community? They said, well, if you were to come to pastor, what would be one of the first things you would do? What we're going to do is clean the cemetery across the street. So there's a cemetery across the street named Oddfellows Cemetery. Most of the people buried in Oddfellows were born in slavery. I said, this is an embarrassment to our history. I'm not even from here, and I'm embarrassed by this. Overgrown, headstones knocked over, debris collecting. I think within a month or so, we were out there. We had about 30 of us out there cleaning. We're mowing. We're chainsawing. We're putting headstones back up. We've collected all this debris. Got bags and bags of debris, and this brother pulls up in a pickup truck. He stops me and starts thanking us for what we're doing. Now, in my Southern Baptist training, I done caught me a fish.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And I said, brother, won't you come join us at the church? And these were the words he said to me, and I quote, I ain't coming to your damn church.
I ain't coming to your damn church. Words that would sting when Chris first heard them, but also words that would open his eyes and focus his mind on what he'd been wrestling with.
How do you use the church to transform community? The man in the pickup truck just may be onto something.
Church has got such a bad rap. I don't know if he had been hurt by a church. I don't think he was cursing our church. I think he would have said that to any church.
Church in general.
Church in general.
The idea.
Yeah, the idea. And that plagued me. It still plagues me. And so I begin to raise the question, how do we do church differently? So I thought the creative stuff, the innovative stuff that I thought we were doing at the church was really just for those who were already coming. They did a study here in 2016 on church attendance. 20% of Knoxvillians go to church on a regular basis, 1 in 5. Roughly 40% were done with church, done. Love Jesus, hate the institution, consider themselves spiritual. I'm talking to my pastor friends across racial lines, across denominational lines, across the country. They're telling me the same thing. We're having to adjust budget. We're having to release staff because nobody's coming to church. So how do we do church differently? I always did a little gardening. I'm not a good gardener, but I fool people into thinking I am. I know this guy named Mr. Google, and Mr. Google knows everything.
He does.
Isn't that amazing?
He is amazing.
I know that guy.
So I had a friend of mine, and we got into this conversation about food disparity and food desert. And USDA says if 1/3 of your community is living at poverty and more than a mile away from the nearest grocery store, you're considered a food desert. The median income of our zip code was like $18,000 a year. And we were 2 miles away from the nearest grocery store. I'm like, well, we can fix this.
Fast forward a number of years, and today you will find here in the Knoxville, Tennessee food desert, a community garden that was started by Chris Battle's church.
There's a greenhouse and raised beds, chickens and rabbits and bees, and of course that baddest compost bin in the world. Chris Battle is still struggling with his question of how do you transform the community? But he has a pretty good head start on doing just that.
So we started here. We have about 50 raised beds, and then we got the greenhouse.
What do you raise in the raised beds?
So we're just vegetables. We got okra, tomatoes, greens, collard greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, all kind of peppers. We do the squash, zucchini, cucumbers, because everything we grow here, we sell at market. We grow herbs and everything.
And not only are they growing food in the community garden, now they deliver that food to those who can't come get it.
Elderly folks, sick people, those who are homebound for one reason or another. And yes, this community has changed.
People will come and they know I'm a pastor, and they'll come and they'll share their stories, they share their pain, they'll ask for prayer, and we do that. Quick counseling. And see, here was the beauty of the garden for me, was that people started coming to the garden who would never come to my Black Baptist brick and mortar church. I mean, I'm getting everything. Black, white, old, young, fat, skinny, pretty, ugly, straight, gay. Everybody's coming to the garden. And so what our ministry is about, what this is about, is you don't see any religious paraphernalia here. We actually have church here under this tree. We call it the cut, the church under the tree. Our goal is come here and develop relationships. That's joy. There's something that's very equalizing about the soil. Regardless of political affiliation and everything, it doesn't matter. We're working in the soil together. We talk, we share like that. And my prayer, my goal is that people would ask me why I do what I do.
And then you can
and
share.
And then I can share.
Listen every Sunday at 2 on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Own the Road with Kelly and Bob is brought to you by Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America, made to last.
Hi, we're Kelly
and Bob Phillips, and we're on the perpetual road trip of America's back roads,
where the journey is always the destination. Welcome back. I'm Kelly Phillips.
And I'm Bob Phillips. The next story we have for you shows us, well, just how life can change in a moment. We know that to be true. Or at least in the time it takes to fly from Dallas to somewhere in Pennsylvania.
And that's exactly what happened to one woman when she sat next to a soldier who was deploying to a war zone, and how his life became one of the most important things in her life.
So I can give you the date. August 1st, 2007, and I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm trying to fly home to Philadelphia. I had been at a Mary Kay conference, so we finally board this flight. I'm by the window, the middle seat's empty, and next to me is this young man that reminded me of Opie. We put ourselves in the middle, and I immediately started talking to him. So then we had this conversation, and I'm just peppering him with questions.
Funny, isn't it, how life puts us in places we never expected to be, in situations we never imagined, with people we never knew until, well, until we did. But that's exactly what happened to Trish Schallenberger of State College, Pennsylvania.
Trish had no military history for herself or her family, at least none she was aware of. Yet she found herself on a plane sitting next to a young soldier with fair skin, freckles, and red hair. And he was worried about, of all things, how he was going to handle the heat and lack of humidity in the desert of the Middle East.
They were in Fort Hood, Texas, training, trying to get acclimated to the heat and the sun. He was on his way to Iraq, 19 years old. And he said, I'm a Christian. He said, I am as prepared as I can be for this mission. I'm third generation military. I think I'm as prepared as I can be. And he said, but my biggest concern is the sun and the heat. He holds up his hands and he said, I can't handle Texas. How am I gonna handle Iraq? So I said, Mark, I'll take care of you. I can send you stuff that you need. And he said to me, which is why I've been doing this for 17 years, he said, I appreciate that. He said, but I can't accept something from you knowing that not everyone's going to get a mail call. And it was as if he had punched me in the chest. My reaction was just like that. And I said, okay. I said, I'll send it to everyone in your unit. How many's in your unit? And he said, 177. And so I said, you know, I said, you have my word, one. I don't know how this is going to come to be, but you have my word that it will.
His name was Mark, and he told the stranger sitting next to him on a plane from Dallas to Philadelphia that he was on his way to Iraq and that he'd heard horror stories from returning soldiers about what the brutal desert sun in the Middle East does to your body.
Here's the good news. Trish is a Mary Kay cosmetics rep, so she knows a thing or two about taking care of skin. The not-so-good news? Trish had no idea how she was going to take care of 177 soldiers who were fighting for our freedom in Iraq. So she did what she normally does when she's at a loss for just what to do. She turned to friends and family.
And by the time the holidays rolled around, Trish's care packages had reached 177 soldiers serving in Iraq.
And Thanksgiving Day, 2007, and I checked the email and there was one from him. And he said, today is the best day in Iraq. And he said, and I got to be Santa Claus and hand out a care package to every single member of my team. And he said, you have to know that there are grown men here crying because this is their first mail call.
What did that do to you?
Well, I said, okay, we got to do it again.
When Trish Schallenberger sat next to a soldier named Mark who was on his way to fight in Iraq, she knew almost nothing about the U.S. military. But her conversation with that young man moved her to help him and the 176 other guys he was serving with.
Now, you might think a guy who's on his way to fight in Iraq should be worried about a lot more than his skin. But Mark's commander told us the soldier was wise to think about that because in war, keeping your body in working order is paramount to survival.
Some people look at that and go, like, what's that got to do with the Army? But honestly, chapped lips that would crack and bleed, and hands that were so dry that when you scraped them on metal, you know, you bled, and some war gloves and things like that. But even so, it's just a rough environment. By October, November, the weather starts to turn over there. It's always windy. It's always dusty and grimy, but it also is starting to get cold. And so you're getting wind burns from being out there on mission. We were out on mission 18 hours, 20 hours some days. And so people start drifting down there and taking a look, and they're breaking open boxes, and there's enough for everybody. And I mean, there's lotion, there's all kind of soaps and you know, things of that nature, lip balm, you know, in the form of chapstick and the other. And they're like, where'd this come from? And we can use this, because they were already, you know, we had the chapped lips bleeding and the scuffed up hands. And it was a cool, getting cold type night. And, you know, we're also out there and not just the dust and dirt, but the smoke from the burning oil pipelines and the IED explosions and burning fuel tankers and things like that.
Over the next year, Mark's unit in Iraq served their country, and Trish Schallenberger served Mark and his fellow soldiers with two more shipments of skin supplies, mailed separately to each and every man, so everyone had a package at mail call.
Over time, Trish realized that, like Mark's unit in Iraq, she too had somehow been called to complete a mission. She started an official nonprofit and called it, what else? A Soldier's Hands, the very thing that started all this in the first place. And at the end of the year, Major Van Horn and his boys from Alabama returned home via Fort Dix.
And it was there that Trish Schallenberger and the people who worked to make all of this happen got the surprise of their lives.
Lady put her money where her mouth was. And, you know, we got home and we took a couple months off. And then we had a little celebratory thing where we invited her to that. And that's when I awarded her the Minuteman. And it was like, there wasn't any second thought in my mind that she was the one that was deserving of it. And if I'd have given it to anybody else, I'd had half my guys, you know, want to kick my ass, because they feel the same way about her. I mean, she was like an angel that out of nowhere, you know, just by happenstance, she was on that same aircraft flying back from Texas with Mark, and just happened to be sitting next to him and noticed his hands. And
so they invited us to come to their welcome home ceremony. We were the only civilians there. And so they stood in line. They stood in line to thank us, our family, for supporting them. And I'm like, no, no, no. We need to be standing in line thanking you. But it meant something to them. They remembered us.
From a chance meeting between a woman who knew nothing about all things military and a young boy on his way to fight in Iraq, to the Minuteman Award, the highest civilian honor this unit was allowed to bestow on someone who helped them through it all, Trish is convinced that all of this was fate or destiny or something.
Or that just maybe it was all part of a grand plan that we humans simply can't understand. A plan that has changed a lot of lives and put Trish on a track that will take her to forever.
Well, I think we had to be good stewards of our time, our talents, and this was placed in front of me, and I know I didn't have to do it, but it's just what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I'm just trying to be obedient and do what has been placed in front of me.
Listen every Sunday at 2 right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Own the Road with Kelly and Bob is brought to you by Mule.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Metal roofs and buildings. Made in America, made to last.
Hi, we're Kelly
and Bob Phillips, and we're on the perpetual road trip of America's back roads,
where the journey is always the destination. Thanks for staying with us. This last story this week is about a woman who, as some people say, wears her heart on her sleeve.
She lives in Arkansas. And through her church, she came in contact with the stories of some people who were in the state prison system. And though I'm sure she cared about the prisoners themselves, she found herself concerned about the children of those in the prison system.
The kids of the incarcerated. Here's the tale of the Storybook Project.
You go.
You do it because I'll do the out-timed.
That's it for this special edition of On the Road with Kelly and Bob. We hope you've enjoyed these pieces that are somehow linked, even though they are each very different from the other.
On a day-to-day basis, most of us in the United States enjoy our freedom, the ability to move about the country unrestricted, to live our lives peacefully and think what we want to think.
But imagine what it would be like if every time you walked into your bedroom, you heard this.
If you've never been in a prison before, it's quite a different experience. You know, you hear the gates slamming behind you, and everything is just weird and different in a prison. So we kind of come out of our comfort zone, and we go into this weird place where we're not in control. I mean, I've never felt unsafe, but, you know, we are not the ones in control there.
For the more than 1 million people incarcerated in federal and state prisons and local jails in the U.S., the familiar sound of a jail cell door slamming shut is commonplace.
And for most of us, the first thing that comes to mind is, Well, there is a reason they are there. True, says Denise Chai, but what wrong did their children do?
I was born in New Jersey. My parents had immigrated from Canada. I moved a lot as a kid, so New Jersey, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Washington State, North Carolina. Then I lived overseas for 20 years in the UK, Korea, Hong Kong, and Singapore. I retired in 2017 from finance, so I had been an equity research analyst with Bank of America. That was my career storybook. It was started in the late 90s by someone named Pat Oplinger in Cherokee Village, Arkansas. So she was a retired educator. She'd been an educator for almost 40 years, but you know, she felt like she still had something to give and wanted to continue to do what she could. And so she had heard of a similar program in Illinois, and it was kind of brewing within her for a while. And one day she stood up in church and said what was on her heart, and you know, who's with me?
Denise Chai says she didn't start the fire for the storybook project, but she did pick up the torch. And that torch lights the way for her and lots of other people as they voluntarily journey into prisons all over the state of Arkansas.
And it's all to make sure children don't lose their parents and grandparents just because they're in jail.
Several times a year we go into prisons and we bring several milk crates full of children's books. You know, we have a number of volunteers, maybe 6 to 10 volunteers, just depending on how many people we're going to record that day. We go to the visitation room or classroom or chapel and lay the books out like it's a scholastic book fair or a bookstore. And people come through and they choose a book. Then they're going to go sit down at a table and write a message in the book. And the message is usually something to the effect of how much they, you know, love and miss their kids or grandkids and think about them every day, and they draw a little heart, and then they'll come sit with a volunteer who has a recording device, and they'll give a message to their family and read the book to the children and then give another message.
Hi, babies. Mama loves and misses you so much. I'm so proud of how much you have both grown.
The lanterns are just so buoy. I had to hide them away. Promise, said Pippa, you won't tell a soul. We must not spoil the surprise. You won't believe your eyes. And a swoosh made a face with a boo. When Pippa first used her fairy wand, it was shiny, sparkly, and new.
The prisoners who are given the opportunity to read to their kids don't know much about Storybook Project.
But Denise has a feeling that most of them are, in some way, hoping they can start to make things right by participating. And that all starts by reading a book.
They know that they're going to be able to read a book and send a book to their kids or their grandkids for free. Usually when people are incarcerated, they've already burnt bridges. They might not have had a lifestyle that was conducive to reading bedtime stories at night. It's a whole new way for them to connect with their family. And of course, they're being a good example, encouraging their kids to read more. And for the kids to be able to hear that they are loved and missed and that they're constantly being thought of and how proud their, you know, mom or dad is of them, it's invaluable. And for the family members who are going to get this recording and hear this and probably have never heard that person read a book to their kids before, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Just to see them in this light, putting their best foot forward.
I miss y'all. I love you. And I hope you would listen to this for a bedtime story. E is for eagle, who soars through the sky.
When you sit across the table from the person who's reading, your mind will kind of go all over the place because you're thinking, oh yeah, I used to read this to my kids, or I read that when I was little. But you're also thinking, what are you doing here? You know, how'd you get here? what happened in your life?
Do you have those conversations with them?
Only if they start them. Only if they volunteer, but we would never ask. But
you don't pry, but if they're willing to talk about it, you're willing to listen.
Sure.
So that happens sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes people don't have other people to talk to, and there's something on their heart, and they just want to get it off.
How does that feel when if they do open up to you, and it seems like it would get to you to hear the story, no matter what the story is?
I mean, it's certainly not every reader that we encounter. Again, I think it makes me feel very privileged that they would kind of trust us to kind of see that glimpse of their lives.
What was it that spoke to you about this whole project?
I mean, I've got 3 kids, and I think the things that, you know, in everyday family life can seem like such a grind, you know, the laundry, the dinners, the dishes, the carpool, whatever it is, right? It's such a grind, but it is also such a privilege, and I can't imagine being separated from my kids.
So like, we're sitting here griping about having to do the dishes after dinner or, you know, something mundane. And then you think about, you know, throw in an important member of the family being incarcerated. What must that do?
Just for the part that we, you know, that we experience when we're in the prison, just putting that person who is inmate number whatever, you know, back into the shoes of being a mom or dad. I think that is, that's so important.
The duck ran and ran, plop, plop, plop. The pig ran and ran, slop, slop, slop. The cow ran and ran, clop, clop, clop. Mrs. Wishy Washy ran, flop, flop, flop.
For you boys to share, I grew up with this book and still love it. Miss you munches, Mama.
That's it for this special edition of On the Road with Kelly and Bob. We hope you've enjoyed these pieces that are somehow linked, even though they are each very different from the other.
And a big thank you to our sponsor, Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. They allow us to stay on the road and tell these stories and send them back to you. Also, want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening to On the Road with Kelly and Bob. You can listen wherever you get your podcast or download that free Odyssey app. Listen anytime, anywhere. And tune in at 2 o'clock every Sunday right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.